In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. A glimpse of heaven. Today, Jesus offers to his apostles a glimpse of heaven. Every day of his human life, Jesus continually saw the beatific vision of his Father in heaven. And at the Transfiguration, Christ allows a little of the glory of his divine nature to shine forth in his human body. His face becomes brighter than the sun. His garments become whiter than snow. Jesus wants to encourage his apostles. He wants to strengthen their faith in his divinity. Christ will soon allow himself to be betrayed and beaten, to be scourged and to be crucified, but not because of weakness. The Transfiguration shows that, as God, Christ has full power to sacrifice his life and to take it back again. The light of the Transfiguration is a foretaste of the light of the Resurrection. Christ wants the light of the Transfiguration to shine in the dark days of his agony and passion, which are soon to come. The Transfiguration is to be a sign of hope, a foretelling of the Resurrection, a glimpse of heaven. Dear friends, we should not be surprised that our life on earth is a way of the cross. Indeed, we have trials, pains, temptations, and sorrows of all sorts. But how could we possibly expect to pay any less of a price for our eternal reward in heaven? How could we expect that eternal happiness and everlasting joy could be obtained without a few years of suffering, without a little blood, sweat, and tears? Heaven is worth infinitely more than anything we could possibly suffer here on earth. Today, a crown of thorns. Tomorrow, a crown of glory. And so we have to resist the modern-day temptation for Catholics, that modern-day temptation to simply fit in to today's culture. We must beware of the temptation to be more concerned with getting along than with proclaiming the truth. The temptation to make our words more palatable rather than convincing. Tragically, so many Catholics try to conform themselves to a modern culture that abhors our most fundamental Catholic beliefs. The truth is that by marvelous gift of grace, which we do not deserve, Christ has set us apart from the world. Christ has set us apart, like he called Saints Peter, James, and John, to be apart from the world in today's gospel. And so we have to push against the temptation to adapt ourselves and to adapt our faith to the world. Like the apostles, we must allow ourselves to be led apart, to be led apart by God, away from the world's noise, away from the popular trends. No matter what discomfort, pain, and persecution that may bring us. And yet, our being set apart is not an end in itself. No. But Christ has set us apart so that we could be more closely united with God. As with Abraham, Moses, and Elias, the apostles are led up the mountain so that they can encounter God. Christ brings the apostles away from the world so that they may be more closely united with him. And so also must we. We must detach ourselves from the world. Detach ourselves from its allurements so that we can become more attached to God and his promises. Dear faithful, we have sufferings and sorrows in this life. And even that spiritual combat day to day can be so very difficult and even burdensome for us. But today, God has given us a glimpse of heaven, a glimpse of heaven on earth, he's given us the sacred liturgy. Here at the altar, right here before your very eyes, we find another mountain of the Transfiguration. And the ceremonies and rites of this solemn high mass, the gestures of the priest, deacon, and subdeacon, the beauty of the vestments, the sweet-smelling incense, the uplifting melodies of Gregorian chant so beautifully sung by our dear sisters. Here we find a harmony which brings peace that this world cannot give. And let us not take it for granted. At the altar we see a little glimpse of divine greatness and perfection. The liturgy is our glimpse of heaven today, in the year 2021. Every Mass is another transfiguration. Every Mass brings us something of the beauty of heaven, if only we are paying attention in order to appreciate it. If only we do not allow ourselves to become distracted. These moments of the Holy Mass anticipate eternal joy and union with God forever. Indeed, our participation in the liturgy takes us out of the world so that we can be more closely united to God. And then when we come down from the mountain, as we leave this church building after Holy Mass, we will benefit from the heavenly inspirations and the graces received here for going out into the world and going out as apostles of Christ into our society, in order to be, each one in his or her own way, a missionary, a representative of Jesus Christ. This liturgy inspires and urges us and challenges us to live good examples of virtue, to tell others about God and our Catholic faith with courage, with tact, and with charity, to encourage those who have fallen away to come back home to the church. Perhaps we can offer to bring a priest to the bedside of a sick person, and to invite someone to come along with us as we go to the church for confession. The liturgy inspires and urges us to suggest to someone we know the good idea of having a priest come over to bless their new home. The liturgy urges us to take time teaching and mentoring our young people who need the helping hand of us adults. The liturgy encourages us to be attentive and to be present in the lives of the little ones. Perhaps we can give a gift to someone, a gift that has a religious connotation, a little helpful reminder to someone that they owe obedience and love to God. Just as the Transfiguration inspired Saints Peter, James, and John in their preaching and in the apostolic activities for the rest of their lives, well, so should the graces of the liturgy help us to live up to our calling, to attract others to God, to attract others to His divine truth. Indeed, the liturgy sets us apart, so that by closer union with God, we can then help our world by proclaiming in our words, but especially in our actions, proclaiming the unchangeable truths about marriage, about family, and about the reality of the human person as man and woman created by God. And so, dear friends, in our sorrows, in our difficulties, let us look to the liturgy to find a glimpse of heaven on earth. And then let's rise to the challenge of every Mass. We must bring that same beauty of God in our faith that we experience here. We must bring this beauty out there into the world each day, to bring that beauty in our words and, most importantly, in our actions, to bring it to everyone, no matter what the world might think. Today, let us be faithful to God's truth, Let us be faithful in charity, even if that means bearing a crown of thorns here on earth, so that tomorrow God will make us worthy of a crown of glory in heaven. Amen. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.